Know what time it is?
It's lunchtime with the Habit Master. If you want to get results fast, stop messing around and get serious about your life, one habit at a time. Here she is, the Habit Master herself, Dr. Stephanie Aldrich.
Hey everybody, you know what time it is. It's lunchtime with the Habit Master. I'm your host, Dr. Stephanie Aldrich, and I help people change their bad habits. When you change your habits, you change your life. Today is my birthday. It's my birthday. Hey, it's my birthday. Hey, it's my birthday. Hey, hey, it's my birthday. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. Today is my birthday, everybody. So yes, happy birthday to me. I love having a June birthday. If anybody out there has a summer birthday, you know as well as I do that summer birthdays are the bomb. They're the best. Today, the weather is shining. It's hot. I mean, I used to have awesome birthday parties and, you know, we'd eat outside, all the cousins and friends, we would play and always, always, always had a good time. Normally, I don't work on my birthday. In 20 years of being in the business that I'm in, this is only my second time working on my birthday. Reason I'm working is because of the COVID thing, we're not traveling. Normally, we take a small weekend trip somewhere. We've fished. Last year, we went to Chicago and saw the Stones play at Soldier Stadium. Ate all kinds of good Chicago food. But this year, we weren't doing anything. So I said to myself, hey, why not help people and fix their smiles up, make some money, and keep myself productive. So what I tend to do, and I'm sure that you guys do this too, is at some point during the year, and it depends, you know, what your little thing is that you do, but at some point you use a certain time of the year as a reflection day, as a time to say, hey, what have I done in my life? Look at where I am today. And decide, hey, I like it, I don't like it, what am I gonna do moving forward, right? Because as we know, we only have one go around. Maybe we're reincarnated, maybe our spirit goes off and, you know, we become a butterfly or we become another human. I mean, who knows? And someday I hope to find that out, but I don't plan on any of that happening. I plan on making the most that I have in this body as Stephanie Aldrich, as the Habit Master for you guys. I plan on doing the most that I can with the time I have left in this body, on this earth, with my spirit as it is right now. Okay? Other religions, you have the Jewish religion that has Yom Kippur, which is a holiday based on, you know, self-reflection and awareness of things and misdeeds that you've done in the past. Even Alcoholics Anonymous uses in their 12-step program, they use reflection as one of the steps so that the person becomes aware of what they've done to other people, how their alcoholism has affected other people's lives, and they almost have like an atonement type of step where they have to kind of ask for forgiveness for their wrongdoings from people that they love, from people that they know that have been affected from their alcoholism and things that they did when they were drunk, right? So, you know, a lot of people think of the New Year's resolution, right? It's like December, end of the year of December, everybody's thinking about, okay, we're going to start the new year off, you know, doing this or doing that differently or better or faster or, you know, whatever. And that's kind of a lot of people's time of reflection. Where are they? Where do they want to be? Okay, and then they do their New Year's resolution, and then 2 weeks later they forget about it, and then nothing ever changes and nothing ever improves, right? Okay, some people, they do a daily reflection, and that's called meditation. where you quiet your mind, you get yourself in a quiet place, a quiet environment with no distractions, and all you do is concentrate on your breathing and allow the thoughts, the worries, the fears, you know, everything that's bogged down in our heads and in our minds to kind of just go away for a little bit, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour, whatever, you know, that is. And I've done a little bit of meditation, but I find that thoughts always jump in my head during meditation because I do have a little bit of quiet time for those 10 or 15 minutes. And it seems like I think I missed the boat on that because I'm not doing it correctly, that all of a sudden I think of an idea and it's like something is talking to me and, hey, you need to go do that. And then I hurry up and write it down before I forget, right? So I don't know if you guys have ever had that problem with meditation, but basically it's a reflection. And to me, birthdays have always been a reflection, and especially the older that I get. Before, it was like party and drinking and dancing and, you know, having fun with my friends. But the older that I've gotten, I have more responsibility. I own two businesses. I have a child that I have to think about, a husband that I have to think about. Also, my career, my businesses, my employees, you know, I have responsibilities, right? I have older family members that, you know, I'm always trying to take care of and thinking about and strategizing for. And it seems like over the past probably 5 or 6 years, I've really used my birthday as a reflection day. Now, today I've been a little bit consumed with patients and their issues. So I'll get on that later tonight when I have some time to myself, after MMA, to kind of reflect and see, you know, what's happening, where am I, where do I want to go kind of thing. But what I wanted to talk to you, today about is 4 ways that you can use reflection, can use the thoughts of seeing where you are, where you want to go kind of thing, almost like a self-awareness kind of thing, how you can use those things to improve your life. Use it as a tool that you can improve your life on. So the psychology behind reflection is number one, you need to become aware of your past. And what I mean by that is, you know, think of all the things that you've done right, okay? Wow, if I made this decision differently, it would have went differently. What have you done in the past that was the wrong decision? Man, if I wouldn't have met my first husband, you know, I would have been a lot happier kind of thing. If I would have turned left instead of turning right, I would have never been involved in that accident and gotten hurt, and now I wouldn't be limping or having pain, chronic pain that I have now in my back or my hip or my knee or, you know, whatever it is. Your reflection time can be used to see, hey, what decision-making skills do I really have? Can I not make a decision? Well, gosh, if I would have decided to do that, I would have been so far ahead in my life. But instead, you know, I putzed around and the opportunity that I had then left. You know, that's where reflection can help. It can help you create urgency in your life that says, hey, you know what? In my past, I've let things go and I've missed out on opportunity. Moving forward, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to get as much opportunity and have as much in my life, experiences and opportunities, wealth, prosperity as I possibly can. Okay? So you can use your reflection day. Maybe it's end of the year towards New Year's. Maybe it's on your birthday. Whatever day it is that you want to, and maybe it's every quarter that you do this. But it allows you to think, what have I done in the past that didn't quite work out the way I wanted to? And what have I done in the past that did? Because obviously you want to learn from your failures, but you also want to learn from your successes. You don't want to just keep failing and failing and failing. Yeah, I learned a lesson, but then you don't change anything and you don't improve. You also want to take your successes. Man, I'm so glad that I did that because that really worked out. I took a chance on that. I risked something. I put myself on the limb, right? I talked to that person. I took that new job. I moved to a new city and met new people. You know, I took a chance on this guy that called me, and now we have kids and a family and we're happy. Sometimes you do have to take a risk, but is it the right risk? And have you gotten awesome results from that risk? And that's something that you can reflect on. Use your reflection day, whenever that's going to be. Today is mine. It's my birthday. I always reflect on what is it that I did wrong, okay? And what can I do? So I'll give you an example. So I've always wanted to write books, get into the speaking and coaching business, and kind of do that on the side of the dental, because dentistry, you know, has been an integral part of my life for the past 20 years, well, 24 years. And, you know, it's something that at some point, it won't be an integral part of my life. You know, I'm getting up there in the years, and so far so good. I'm healthy, my eyesight's good, my hand coordination, I don't have arthritis, my neck and back are healthy. However, you never know when that's gonna go. And the older we get, dentistry really is a difficult, more not mentally straining, but also physically straining and demanding career that I know writing and creating videos and things. Hey, all I need is an internet connection and a computer and my phone to do videos on and a little lavalier mic and a tripod, and I can pretty much go anywhere that I want. I could be doing this on the beach. I don't have to be in Akron, Ohio to do this. And that's something that I've always wanted to do, but you know, today on Reflection Day, I'm learning the lesson that I got to get myself out there. I got to do more videos. I got to get myself known and hook up with the right people that can promote me and get me in front of more people so they can hire me as their coach and, you know, sustain this lifestyle that I really want to create. So that's my reflection. What is your reflection for the day? What have you done incorrectly or wish I woulda, coulda, shoulda, woulda, but you didn't? Your reflection day is the day for you to make that decision, be aware of what mistakes or what successes you've had, and say, hey, I want more of a success, and in order to do that, I gotta make a change. The second way you can use reflection to improve your life is you gotta know your starting point. So you gotta really reflect on what your progress has been, today's progress. Where are you today with where you've always wanted to be? Did you dream about, you know, being a firefighter and you're working in some cubicle, not being a firefighter? You're doing data entry or becoming a salesperson or, you know, whatever. Today could be the day, or whenever your reflection day is, could be the day that you say, hey, I want to make a change. How's my progress on my goals? Right? Are you living the life that you want? For me, yes, especially when I'm writing. I'm involved with two books right now. If you guys have ever wanted to write a book, I put a copy of some training that my mentor and my friend Peggy McCall, who is a New York Times bestseller, she's kind of unveiling, taking back the curtain and unveiling how she did it and how you and I can do it. And it won't take us 3 years to write a book. It'll take us 26 days. She's calling it the Author Marathon. So click on the link in the description. I'm doing the training. It starts next week. And my son actually is going to be doing the training. And he doesn't know it yet. But he has a book that just needs finished. We need to do illustrations for it. So if anybody out there does illustrations, even if you just, you know, you don't have to be a professional illustration person. You don't have to be a professional artist. But, you know, if you want to help us out, DM me. Send me an email, docaldridge@gmail.com. I would love to work with you. But anyway, he's going to be doing it with me because I want to get his book, which is about some alien goobly-gobbly things. I want to get his book done along with two of my books that I'm currently writing and in the middle of so that we can get them done. I want to get them off my plate because I have other things that I want to do. Am I living the life that I want? I don't get to travel as much as I want, especially with the COVID thing. And, you know, hopefully things will open up. But right now is the time for me to hunker down, put my head to the grindstone, work, save money, invest more money so I can get a return on it, and also save up so when the COVID thing passes, and it will pass, it's just a matter of time. We need science to be able to catch up with the problem. Once it goes away, I want to start traveling some more. I want to take my son. I want him to, you know, let's go to Greece. Let's go to Italy. Let's go back to Canada and do some fishing. We did that a couple years ago and had an awesome, awesome time. My husband loved it, and he's not a boat person, but man, we were on a lake and caught all kinds of fish, and it was just fun, fun, fun. So use your reflection day to say, hey, how is my life going? Especially the older you get. You never know how much time we have, right? It almost creates an urgency. The older I get, I have a fire underneath me. My butt's burning because I want to get stuff done. I want to accomplish certain things in my life so that when, you know, I am on my deathbed, when I'm getting old and or I get sick or something happens, I can say, you know what? I'm good. I'm okay. It's time for the next step, you know, no matter what that is, because I've left something for my family. I've left something on earth for other people to learn, to reflect from, and to help improve their lives. So I'm good. I mean, even today, I'm already good. I've already accomplished more than I've ever thought I would ever accomplish, especially being from a small little hick town with 44, graduating with 44 people in my class. You know, I'm already an accomplished person. So, but what else can I do? What's my potential? That's where you can use reflection during your reflection time to say, hey, how am I doing today? Where have I been? Am I living the life that I want? Because if you're not, now's the time to change it. You may need some help. You may need a mentor. You may need to do certain things, to give up certain things, to put your resources and use them in a different way. Okay. Don't get tripped up on the how. Just say, hey, I want to change something. And then put all your gusto behind it so that you can change. If you need help building good habits or better habits or different habits, go grab a free copy of my book. It's called The Habit Formula Life Success Equation. Go to thehabitformulabook.com. That's thehabitformulabook.com. The third way you can use reflection, your reflection time, your reflection day, to help improve your life is it helps you to realize what do you need to change? Do you need to change your environment? Your house is crappy, your apartment, you're in a bad part of town. The kids, you know, they're going to a terrible school. Is it time to make a change? What about your work? You're not getting paid what you should be getting paid. You've been looked over for promotions the last couple of years, even though you're way overqualified for it, but for some reason they pick somebody else. Is it time to move to a new state because you have skills that you're not currently being compensated for in the job that you have now? Your reflection time or day can be used. Hey, do I need to make a change? Am I overweight? Am I feeling like crap? Am I feeling lousy in my life? I need to, you know, have a different diet. I need to lose some weight. Find something that you love, something you love to eat, something that you love to do, a new hobby, a new exercise regimen. If you love to ride your bike, go get a bike and ride all over the place, because you'll be doing something that you love. So that's going to clear your mind of all the worries. You're going to feel great. You're going to love doing it. And you're going to get your fat ass into shape all at the same time. And you're going to see that change. You're going to say, oh my gosh, I can't wait to, you know, go ride for the afternoon or on the weekends or whatever. Use your reflection day as asking your question, do I need to make a change? Maybe you have employees that you're like, man, these people are just dead weight. They're not contributing. All they do is gripe. Our numbers are flat. Nobody wants to do anything new. Well, then it's time to make a change. Use your reflection time to see what you have to do, what qualities you want in a new person, and then make the change. Decide, make the decision on your reflection day that I'm going to make a change. And this is what it is, and this is what I have to do to make that change. Maybe you want to start traveling more, just like me. Now, for me, I can't do a change until science changes something. Right now, science is dictating how I'm acting. You know, I'm closed up. I can't see my friends like I want to. Can't travel. I love going to summer concerts, especially at Blossom, where everything's outdoors. Sit on the lawn, drink some beer, you know, and listen to some live music. But everything's been canceled. Okay, and that's okay, because I know it's not going to be like that forever. So my change is, you got to focus on your finances, pay bills off, save money, so that when it is time, I can be free. I'm going to go bug nuts, and I'm going to have a lot of fun, hopefully next year. Hopefully next year on my reflection birthday, I'm going to be somewhere fun, and I'll bring you guys along. The last way that you can use a reflection day to help improve your life is you got to actually measure your progress. You know, most people, they set a goal, okay? I am going to make $100,000 this year. And then December 31st comes and they're like, holy crap, I didn't make $100,000, because they didn't measure their progress all along the way, right? Remember, if you're going to set a goal, okay, here's your goal. You need your starting point, where you are right now today, and then you need your end point, and you need to work backwards. I've got a whole book about it. I'm actually just finishing up the editing on it now, although it is available on my website, thehabitmaster.com. It's called The Backward Rule. I show you, all you have to do is find your end point, find your starting point, and then you got to work backwards. And I tell you how to do it so that you can reach your goal. I mean, I've got so many tools here, and these are all tools that I use and finally figured out in my old life on how to do things and how to hit the goals that I want to hit. And all I'm doing is trying to save it to you. But along the way, the only way you're going to know how far you've gotten from your starting point to your ending point, which hopefully is your goal, is you got to measure your progress. You got to quantify things. Everything needs to get measured. Before you go to the next step, you got to see, did I hit the numbers that I want? If you're going to earn $100,000, you got to earn the first dollar first. Then, okay, if I know in a year I want $100,000, well, that's, you know, $9,000 a month. Did I hit my $9,000 this month? Divided by 4 weeks is what? $2,500. So did I, or 22 something. did I hit my $2,200 goal this week? If I did, then I make my $100,000 for the year. If I didn't, then I got to make up for it next week. What can I do to earn more so that I keep myself on pace for $100,000? That's all it is. It's just numbers and it's just math. But unless you actually do it, 84% of people never measure their progress towards their goals. 84 people. Are you going to be part of that 84%? Are you going to use your reflection day to help improve your life? Or are you just going to say, it's another day, doesn't matter. I'm just getting old. That's not how I use my birthday. My birthday I use to help keep me going and improving every area of my life. I've become a better mother. I've become a better lover. I've become a better person all around. Better employer. Better author. Better teacher. Better on camera. I can pretty much BS as long as you need me to. As long as ideas keep popping in my head, right? Use your reflection day, whether it's your birthday, whether it's the end of the year, New Year's resolution kind of thing, whether it's a religious holiday, whatever you believe in, use that reflection time in ways that can improve your life. Not just what you've done wrong in the past or what, you know, memories of the past, people of the past, your grandparents, people that have passed on. Use your reflection day to say, hey, where am I at today and where can I go in the future? That's what it's here for. So let's review. Today is my birthday. Yes, happy birthday to me and thank you for telling me. Thank you for all of the nice text messages from everybody. I know Facebook messages are blowing up. So I thank everybody. You guys are so kind. And I love June 30th. Okay? I'm going to have a big piece of cake that's not on my keto diet tonight after I get back from MMA. So I'm going to have a big old piece of chocolate cake. Some of the best chocolate cake recipes that I've ever had, and I've been making it pretty much every year for the past, 4 or 5 years, is the Hershey's chocolate cake recipe. It's so easy. Even my mom, who doesn't like to bake, has made it successfully. It's moist. It's not too sweet. It has homemade frosting with it, which is really easy to make. Even I can do it, and I'm not much of a baker either. So I highly recommend the Hershey's. You can find it on their website. It's free. Hershey's chocolate cake recipe. So anyway, here are 4 ways that you can use your reflection day. For me, it's my birthday. Every year, I reflect on my life and how I want to move forward. But here are 4 ways that you can use your reflection day to help improve your life. Number 1, use it to be aware of what you've done in the past. Mistakes and successes, because you're going to learn from everything. So moving forward, what has worked in the past, what hasn't worked in the past. Make your corrections and move forward. Number 2, what's your progress today? For you to meet a goal, you got to actually set a goal. You got to know what your end point is, and you got to know where you're starting today. Okay? You need to know what you've done today so that you know where you're trying to strive for in the future. Number 3, do you want to make any changes? Maybe things are going great. Okay, what have I done in the past year, in the past few months, to keep me going where I want to go? Or do I need to make a change? What do I have to do to make a change? Do I have to change somebody in my life? Do I have to change my situation? My job, my career, do I have to move? Do I have to protect my children? Do I want to make a change where I have somebody in my life? I have to get myself out there. Do I want to travel more once the COVID restrictions go? So you have to decide, use the reflection day and that time that, hey, do I want to make a change? Because today's the day to make that decision. Do I want to make a change? And then start doing what you have to do to make that change. The 4th thing is you actually have to start measuring your progress. So today's a good day. You're reflecting on, hey, how have I been doing? have I been trying to hit my goal? You know, I want to lose 10 pounds. Well, you measure yourself. Hey, weigh yourself. Have I done my job? Have I lost 10 pounds? Yes or no? It's not, it's yes or no. Have I done it? If I haven't done it, what do I have to do it? If I have done it, can I do more? Or do I feel good where I am? How do I maintain it? Right? So these are four ways that you can use your reflection day. And for me, it's my birthday today. Use your reflection day to help improve your life. There's a whole psychology behind it, tons of articles and research, and I read a little bit about them. But these are the four main keys that can help improve anyone's life if you take the time to actually think about it, write it down, and make yourself a plan. So make sure that if you want to write yourself a book, I've written five so far with two more in my computer. If you want to write a book but don't know how, or maybe you just don't have the time to do it, we'll show you some easy ways on doing it. My friend and mentor, Peggy McCall, who's a New York Times bestselling author herself, she's actually doing some training. Click on the link in the description. We're going to start in July. If you can't make it on the 6th, the author marathon program will be up after that. It's just she's going to go live and actually kind of walk you through everything. If not, the training's still up. But what it does is it helps you to create your book and get it done in 26 days. So if you don't have time, we're talking an hour a day. She tells you how to do shortcuts and do all kinds of things that maybe you never thought of that you're like, yeah, I could do that. The reason why I already know how to write a book, but the reason that I signed up for the program is I've never written a book in 26 days. It's taken me usually a couple of months to do it. And now I have two books and I'm kind of going back and forth. It depends on what I'm feeling like that day. And it's going to help me get both of them done. I'm going to try to get both of them done in 26 days. If not, who cares? I'm still going to make progress. Okay, so click on the description. Make sure if you want to listen to this podcast or if you've missed some in the past, go to iTunes or Spotify and look for the Lunchtime with the Habit Master episode so you can click on whichever ones interest you. Also, I have an Instagram account and YouTube channel. Look for the Habit Master channel and look at all the past Lunchtime with the Habit Master episodes there. And there's some other cool videos on there too. I'll be doing more and more as we go on. So that's it for me. Thanks for watching and let's build good habits together. Have you been quarantined? Did you lose your job or close down your business and are desperate for money? What have you been doing with your time? Stop. You're better than that. It's time to kick it into high gear and take some action. But how? There's only two things to do right now. Number one is survive, and number two, be recession-proof. The fact is, this will happen again. Maybe not the same way, maybe not in the same extent, but everyone will experience hard times at some point. The best thing to do? Be ready. Go to thehabitmaster.com and grab a copy of the Recession Survival Guide. In it, you'll find out how to 1. Survive and 2. Be recession-proof for the next time. It's only 27 bucks, but its value is worth thousands and thousands of dollars. Do you want this again? Then start doing something about it. Go to thehabitmaster.com and grab the Recession Survival Kit right now.